Next question is going to be Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Socho, S-O-T-O, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is 9/3/56. This is a 65-year-old woman with history of senile dementia on hospice currently. Patient has a history of COPD, hypertension, confusion, and dementia, period. Patient appears very thin, has lost weight since last time patient was weighed, which was a month ago, 5 pounds. Also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, asthma, and COPD. Patient social, originally from St. Croix, S-T-C-R-O-U-X, and has two kids. She's single. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, has had two hernia surgery, one eye surgery. COVID vaccinations up to date. Patient's allergy none. Medication includes albuterol. Wixela inhaler, which is a combination of three different medications. Fluconazole, just put Flonase. Flonase, hydrochlorothiazide, and rovastatin, R-O-V-U-S-A-T-I-N, and Protonix in singular, and Zyrtec. Review of system, most significant for weight loss, forgetfulness, symptoms of dementia worsening, although rather slowly, decreased appetite, not eating very much, and that's it. Blood pressure is 110 over 50, pulse is 62, respiration is 20, heart, positive, no positive, two lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal within lesion. Assessment number one, 65-year-old woman with dementia with slow decline. Number two, COPD. Number three, continue with current combination inhaler. On the medication, put down albuterol too, please. Next number is continue with albuterol as a rescue inhaler. Next number is asthma. Next number is reactive airway disease. Next number, symptoms of Alzheimer's / dementia associated with forgetfulness, decreased appetite, agitation from time to time. Next number is hypertension controlled with hydrochlorothiazide. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is asthma. Continue with current meds. That's it. Thank you. That's on Laura Soto Harris. Thank you.